Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup. And a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
Busted. Back with Vershawn Jackson, sponsored by Wingstop, on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Nick, is this thing on? It is now.
I had to make sure. There's stuff off there we can't be bringing on air.
Hey, man, it's The Ticket, the captain, 93.7. I'm with Coach Bill Bush, special teams coordinator. And radio personality now.
Oh yeah,
this is awesome.
He's in.
Yeah, man, he's in.
He's in.
We successfully recruited you today. That's why I told you to come in. I said if I get Bill Bush in the studio, he might not ever want to come out of here.
BJ FaceTimed me about 15 minutes before the show and said, "This is our recruiting philosophy today for Coach Bush. This is what we're planning on."
I didn't know idea there was going to be somebody making spaghetti in the next room.
Exactly. That's all that mattered.
That threw me off a little bit. The spaghetti deal did throw me a little bit. That's all right. That's okay.
Right. So we're talking a little bit about special teams, philosophies, return guys. Anything else you want to add to that, to what we're talking about just in that?
Well,
in general?
Like I said, within the return game, like I said, we want to be it sounds odd to say this, but I talk about it every time, especially in kickoff return, it's the same in punt return, is that you have to be angry. So you have to sometimes you get so caught up in, okay, now we got to fit, we have this, I got to drop here, I'm going to block one, you've got two, I got this. You better be angry guys doing it. And so you have to be able to match the intensity of what you're going to go against. So we'll talk a lot about being an angry return team. I need people to run that way. Also, so we have a big cut up made of I just go through rain. And a lot of times I'll do a lot of NFL like that of just, okay, here's some big returns. Guess what happens on all the returns? There's at least one, maybe two broken tackles. Yeah. And you make someone miss. Yeah. You have to be able to have the ability. It's not just like it's just – it's the same way when you look at runs in the history of any football, especially just take Nebraska and say, oh, we just ran, whatever power, and it went for a, 64-yard touchdown.
Sure.
Most likely, at about 12 yards, the safety bounced off the tailback or the downfield block. But
hey, it made a miss.
How many times is it just like, oh, wow, I just ran for 80 yards. No one touched me.
Not very.
So you have to have that dynamic in your deal. So they have to know, hey, listen, we're going to get you started cleanly. And then you're going to have to be able to break a tackle, make someone miss to have that to be able to get that done. So we talk about that. We want to be an angry return team.
Mm-hmm. I had a great question locked and loaded. Northwestern, Ireland.
Yes, that's on our to-do list.
If you have
it's the only to-do list
right now, right?
My wife wrote it down for me. Yeah. Hey, beat Northwestern. Every morning it's on a little sticky note.
The refrigerator too?
Yeah, beat Northwestern. Save our jobs. Let's go.
Hey, so wait.
Yeah.
Okay, you get the coin toss.
Yeah.
You want the ball or you want to kick?
No, that's head coach all the way. So, but either way.
You're special teams coordinator. I'm just saying. I know ultimately
if it's
he's going to make the call.
Well, we've already been over this. What would I want?
Kickoff.
Yeah, kickoff. Yeah,
that's right. I should know already. So see how quickly I got that?
You should pick the number one thing we start with. It's like, what do I want to say?
Kickoff.
Hey, is there any way to talk to Fitz? Hey, can we do a punt return to start the game? I want to work on my punt return team. Come on, we're better than that.
Kickoff. We're going to get somebody. We're playing angry, not hangry. Angry.
Yes.
Dang, Bush. Why you? I mean, listen, you got to be like a regular guest or something.
I can't imagine you're over there like that.
Dang.
The coordinated one has to have it so
exactly.
Easy every day.
Yeah.
And he walks in the door.
Exactly.
Like I said, we took a picture while everyone's gone. Then I look at his shirt. It's like
it's a medium,
baby. I'm getting my beach bod on.
Put it in the dryer before he came over.
Just took it out of the dryer.
You see this stuff right here, Bush?
Right,
you see this?
Yeah.
All this gray hair right here. So – I said that I did this last year. Of course, I had it for a long time. But I said, I'm not going to cut this until we beat Northwestern. So
again, it's on the to-do list.
Like it's getting done.
It's getting done.
Yeah, okay. I'm glad.
We're excited to play it. That's for sure. And we've obviously, I know for the staff and myself, and we've embraced it. you know, with a lot of there's people like, well, that's a tough travel. That's over there. And then you play the next week and all that stuff right there. You know what? Screw that. Just go play.
Speaking of travel, we were off the air. We were talking about USC, UCLA additions and traveling. And everybody's making a big deal about how, you know, USC is going to have to go to Penn State and to Rutgers. I mean, talk about that. USC, UCLA, first of all, how big is that for the conference? And a great opportunity for Nebraska eventually. But then also talk about travel and how big of a deal that really is.
Obviously, having them is a great situation. Obviously, it's two great brands to have with it, and obviously the Big Ten being so powerful, mm-hmm. but the way they just added to it, so it's outstanding. The travel, anytime you go to Penn State, it's difficult. You know, some places are tough to go. There will be some travel for those guys. That's going to be on some long ones, but they're going to have some games that are a lot closer. And so I don't think everybody makes it out that every week that they're flying to Maryland or something of that. So I think that part, and obviously, I think the best way to look at it is that they probably thought through a few of these things before they did that.
Exactly. So
there's probably some smarter people in the room that had. I don't think they all of a sudden, like over a weekend, decide to join the conference, and then on Monday it's like, now we got to travel.
Oh, crap,
we didn't even think about this.
We got to go to Nebraska.
We got to call Southwest Airlines. We got to try to get people there. No, we have a pretty good plan. It's the Big Ten. You know, it's you're talking elite of elite of elite.
Have they talked about different which conference, you know, how they're going to put them together? The groupings? Because right now it's north and
– Well, it's east and west. But I feel like if you get that big of a number, you got to scrap divisions. Like, right now, I don't know what the approach is going to be.
I think scrapping divisions would be good because I really don't like the whole east-west champ. I think it's one Big Ten champ. That's it. These guys over here and these guys.
You can scrap divisions and have permanent opponents.
Sure.
Like the ACC's done that or is going to be doing that here in the next couple of years as well, where you're going to have three permanent opponents, but then other years you're going to just rotate. It's going to be kind of a round robin kind of thing. So I think the Big Ten's not done, though, also on who they're adding to the conference.
All those things, that's way above my pay grade.
Yeah.
Okay.
That conversation, we're just worried about. Basically, right now, honestly, it's make sure we have our 110 set for camp and we're ready to play Northwestern. But everyone is smart enough to know in the room that that was a great addition for the Big Ten and a really good deal for us. So, like I said, it's outstanding for us.
Coach, thoughts on NIL and the transfer portal before you go?
Well, it changed things dramatically. Like I said, in the last 30-some years, there's a big difference for everyone being out there. Obviously, the opportunity for players to benefit off of that, I think, is a big plus. I think what's great about Nebraska is that for assistant coaches and all the rules are that we don't deal with it, so we don't have any conversation about it, which is great for us, and that's the rules. I know that Nebraska is set up very well for it, and I would say that being based off of there's a lot of interest in all athletes at Nebraska, and so that creates interest for name, image, and likeness for every sport, men's and women's. So I think that is a huge plus, and I know that they're very well organized, you know, in that area. So that part is good. The transfer portal is always interesting, and obviously people always say, oh, now you got to recruit your own team. After that, I was like, well, you're treating your players differently than you did before. And so that doesn't quite add up to me a little bit, I guess, as far as that. I think you have to still be yourself. You do your things the right way. If you recruit the right kids, it's like I always said, you want a really tough, smart, competitive team. You know how you get them? How you get to that point? Mm-hmm. Recruit them. Mm-hmm. You can only change kids about 10%. You're not all of a sudden be like in high school going like, he was so soft in high school, he wouldn't hit anybody. And then a couple of these coaches talk to him, and now he's just killing people. That's never happened, ever. So same way, you want to have those guys on your team, recruit them.
Right.
Like that. You're not going to get all of a sudden these guys, it's like, why is this guy not playing at all? There was probably some things before that. Mm-hmm. So with the portal like that, you recruit those good guys, and generally at that, they'll see your vision. They'll want to stay with you. Mm-hmm. And then obviously it's nice to have some opportunities out there. And one of the things that sells this place more than anything is Nebraska and the fans and that stadium being full. Because you want to play in those environments. Mm-hmm. If you want to play, you don't want to go to some place, just look at the deal and pull up pictures of their crowd, and it's like, well, the place seats 72,000, there's 42,000 there, and no one really cares a lot. We got a lot of care in this state,
right.
A lot of people that really, really care for us. So I think that puts us in a good spot in the future, you know, for portal situations. But it is kind of crazy. It's a lot different. But recruiting's still recruiting. You still got to recruit them. It's not – this isn't – it's not free agency. Mm-hmm. We're free agency in the NFL. It's just basically someone – they can do whatever they want, and the guy sits down and says, which one of you guys are offering the most money? Mm-hmm. And then that's where he goes, unless it's so minute type of a thing. He might go someplace, hey, I have a chance to win there way better, and the money is so small that that's okay. Mm-hmm. But that's the way it is. That's the way the NFL is. You still have to be able to recruit these young men, get to know their families, and do those things. But I like the way the direction we have with from our AD, from Trev Alberts, and obviously we're in a great spot right now moving forward.
Absolutely. Nick, you got anything for Bill Bush?
No, it was great.
Sure?
We got to get him back.
You sure you got anything? We'll get him back. We'll get Bill Bush
Maybe
back.
I just steal him from you.
No!
There's a chance.
See, hey, listen, man, I don't play fair.
I knew VJ.
Ask Bill.
VJ,
I don't play fair now.
VJ won't like that. VJ won't like
you
that.
Guys, if we get 10 punt returns for a touch, we have to send a car to get me. Car service to come pick me
please.
Up.
Please. There'll be two or three different car services waiting on you right after the game.
Oh, how you came up with that one was unbelievable.
That's the goal. 10 punt or kickoff returns
you know,
for a touchdown.
You know what's going to happen is if it happens against Northwestern, we're going to be like, they're on pace for 12. They're on pace for 12. So it's going to be.
No, you're exactly right. Hey, you got anything else for the fans?
Just the fact that we got a great bunch going over to Ireland, which is outstanding. When we come back from that game and that next, that's like Xanadu. I mean, that's just like one of those things. You're like, how does that happen? You get a coach where all your family lives. My wife was a cheerleader here, and so everyone's tied into this place. You know, true story. It just didn't work out because of just how things all played out like that, but. Literally, like right after the national championship game, you know, like that, I was like, you know, trying to figure out a way to get back to Nebraska.
Yeah. Wow.
And so that obviously was very fun to be a part of that unbelievable situation at LSU. But nothing means more than this place does. Yeah. This is the place that that I would, you know, dream to coach at, die to coach at. My whole life, all my teeth were cut here under these great coaches. Know everyone, love going around the state. And so just to keep building on that and having and see this thing take off for us this next year, I'm very, very excited for it and get this thing going.
Well, we hope to have you around here for a long, long, long time.
I just hope to have it
long, long time.
Get classified as coordinated. Is it coordinated as it was? With that
yeah.
word, have you? Yes, as being coordinated like Nick is. That would be
You got any juice? Hey, give us some music before we take before we let him go. Let me see.
Oh,
if
okay,
he can,
absolutely.
Let me see if he got any shoulder movement or anything.
Oh, I'm not moving.
You've been around.
Oh, I can't dance.
Hey, you mean to tell me you were in LSU locker room and I know they was dancing?
Hold on,
in that locker
hold
room.
On.
Bill?
We do got to play this. It's 10 seconds. Hold on.
This is Lincoln's home for sports talk on the FM dial. Also online at theticketfm.com.
On the internet.
KNTK FM Firth, 93.7 The Ticket.
All right, I got to find one song here that, let's see.
Come on, man.
Any ideas here?
Let's see if you know Bill. Just play something. Let's see how much you know Bill Bush.
Well, let's see. Here we go. This is a little bit of a Nebraska touch to it.
He want to move.
He wants to.
Look, but he's looking it. Like.
It's not bad.
Can you feel it?
Can you feel it? Can you feel it?
10 days out from fall camp.
Tell him again, Nick. As in, can he feel it, huh? I know he can. I know Bill Bush can feel it. Though. I know.
We're going to get off the stream. He remembered he was on the stream. He's like, I can't do it on the stream.
Exactly. I'm not doing it.
They'll clip it and they'll post
there's
it.
Gonna be, trust, there's
okay, well, look. Can you at least give me
somehow,
a.
Somehow, some way they can find that. Can you. Show up, I'm just
can you at least give me your best Go Big Red?
Go Big Red.
There it is.
Defensive coaches, see? They don't. It's something about you guys. You got a little edge to you. Most defensive guys will not give me a Go Big Red.
Yeah. Yeah. Won't you throw one out there? I can always throw a Go Big Red out.
Do you? Well, that's because you through and through, though. Yeah.
I tell you what, I went and I spoke at a deal back at home of the Pender Pendragons last Thursday night. It's crazy. There's like 300. This place was like packed. It was like just because that again tells you what a small town and what the state is like and all those things right there. So it was really good like that. And then also like that, just to make sure and thank it, because if I don't, she'll get mad at me, because she just texted me. She goes, make sure you mention me. So my wife, smoking hot wife.
Hey, you better.
Yeah, there yeah smoking
don't
hot
wife. Don't get me
like
in trouble with
yeah,
the smoking
without,
hot wife.
Without her, I wouldn't even.
How long you been married? But,
hadn't been that long, like 3 or 4 years. Got married, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, yeah.
Well,
so,
congratulations.
Yeah, I got three stepdaughters. They're outstanding.
Nice.
Yeah, Sydney, Olivia, and Gigi.
How old?
I got one that's in school, that's in grad school at UNO. Okay. One that's going to be a junior here, a DG here.
Yeah.
And then one that's going to be an eighth grader. So,
okay.
Oh, yeah, and guess what? Oh, yeah, they all got plane tickets to Ireland.
How about
oh,
that?
Oh, yeah, it's an ATM machine thing over there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, if there's anything going on like that, oh, yeah, mom has no problem with that one.
Like what's that flight? What's that flight?
You know, I don't know what it costs. It's a lot. It is a lot. And then she goes, you know, she's like, it's an experience. It's an experience. Everything's an experience.
Everybody's going.
Everybody's going. Like, who's going? Oh, boyfriends are going too.
Oh,
oh yeah. Boyfriends. And she's
are
like,
you financing the boyfriends?
Oh, everything. Yeah.
Dang.
And then it's like, hey, do not pack any clothes. We'll buy you clothes over there. And food, don't pack any food. We'll just buy the expensive food in the airport.
Hey, how do I become a stepson?
Life is so good in the Bush household. I'm telling you, everyone's on scholarship. Everyone's on scholarship.
Everybody's got an NIL deal too, right?
Oh yeah, my financial guy goes, well, we got to take out some more life insurance and stuff on your wife and on you for your wife. And I'm like, absolutely not. My wife will marry so fast when I'm gone. She'll marry up too. She's going to make a lot more money. I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not paying for that.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, so like that. So yeah, but I'm lucky. They're awesome. They support me and so really, really good. We got a house the other day too. Not the other day, a year ago. Yeah. Different house. And my wife said we got it because it's turnkey, ready to go. Yeah, there's been some form of construction there now for 12 months.
Dang.
Yeah, that we have. There is always someone building something new.
Wow.
A lot of changes. Yeah.
Open
check. Once again, yeah, everything. Yeah, everything.
Just blank check.
Yeah, that's a lot of
scholarship. Again, I ask, how do I become a stepson of you, Mr. Bush?
VJ and
it'd be awesome to have you.
VJ and I can just go to Ireland. We'll do the show from Ireland.
Do it for
and
yeah.
We could.
Yeah. Are you guys going to Ireland?
We are not.
It's too much. It's too much water for me to drink. I'm
he doesn't. Out. He doesn't like the whole flying. It's just too much money.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out how I can drive to Indianapolis.
Call my wife. Yeah, I guess like that. We're just like we need a plane ticket. I guess we're getting them for it.
Hand them out.
Yeah, just get them out. Yeah. That's pretty good stuff right there. But
that's awesome.
Appreciate you guys.
Come on, man. Thank you so much, Bill, for coming on. And I look forward to having you again.
Awesome. Thanks, guys. Appreciate
you. Don't be a stranger.
I will not.
Bill Bush, ladies and gentlemen.